This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, our reporters share what they saw as they covered the attack on the Capitol.
I was looking at the front door to the U.S. Capitol, and faces of, you know, that mob pressed right up against the glass, trying to break in.
An intimate look at what happened that day.
It was the culmination, really, of President Trump's lies, his allegations, all of the false things that he's been telling his supporters.
And what they and the country will remember.
In all the stories that I've done and all the places that I've been, I've never, ever found it as difficult as it is right now to explain to my girls what's going on in this country we call home.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts. I am now joined by a Democratic congressman from the state of Texas. He is Joaquin Castro. He was one of the managers of this impeachment proceeding. Congressman Castro, welcome back to the NewsHour. We appreciate your joining us. You voted yes, along with every other Democrat in the House. What message do you believe your vote and the votes to impeach is sending?
Donald Trump incited a deadly insurrection against the United States government at the U.S. Capitol last week, and there have to be consequences for a president for doing that. And that's why I voted to impeach Donald Trump and also hope that the Senate will convict him.
What you heard your Republican colleagues, other members of the House today, argue time after time that this was rushed, that it didn't give the president due process, he didn't have a chance to make his own case, that the House skipped the committee and went straight to the floor and did this in just a matter of a few hours. Do you have concern that history will look back on this as a rushed impeachment?
I actually do not. I think the evidence comes from the president's own words, repeatedly telling a big lie about the election being stolen from him, when this was, by the government's own account, the most secure election that we've ever had in American history. And the president repeatedly told those lies. He incited his supporters to believe them, asked them to come march to the Capitol last week, and then some of them took action and committed an insurrection. And so I think the president's own words have doomed him.
Your colleagues who, again, on the floor today, today is, we're a week away from the inauguration, still saying that, a number of them still saying that they believe there are questions about the election, about the legitimacy of Joe Biden's win. How do you see the House going forward with that, with the giant shadow that the president's allegations have cast over the beginning of the Biden presidency? It looks like we may have a technical issue with our Skype connection with Congressman Castro. We're going to try to get that back. Let's see if we can get it back. I was talking with Congressman Joaquin Castro, who voted along with every other Democrat in the House of Representatives today, and 10 Republicans, to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection, in effect being the principal cause behind the mob that overran the Capitol 1 week ago today. We have been talking with Congressman Castro from his office, and we just lost the signal. Sometimes happens in this squirrely technological time that we live in. So we're waiting right now to see if we can get it back. And if we can't, we're going to have to move on. But I hope we can. Let's see. All right. It looks like we're not able to.